And you retired in the 1960s as well.
Yes, I retired early. I was only 53 years old, but I had done very, very well.
Good.
I'd bought property that I rented out and thought we'll finally get a chance to travel and do things without me having to be on call. But unfortunately, the wife took sick. First of all, she had to have a hip replacement. And then when that was over, they found that she had a nerve disorder called Scheidreger syndrome. And that she lost all muscle control. She couldn't speak, she couldn't walk, she couldn't even turn over in bed or anything. It was quite a challenge, but I had quit work so I could look after her and do all the housework. So she passed away about 5 years after it had started. So I had had enough of marriage and nursing and cooking. So that was in 1987. But
and now you volunteer an awful lot, I gather.
I did, yes. Yeah, Burnaby was so good. The Burnaby Health Department, which is no longer, was so good at helping me with diet problems and that I joined them as a volunteer and stayed there, volunteered for years. And for my efforts in 1995, I was voted and awarded the Kashiro Cup and Man of the Year.
Very good.
Yeah. Quite proud of that.
Of course. Sounds like a fitting tribute to all of your efforts.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to the awards ceremony. I had arranged, finally, for a visit back to England to visit my relatives and hers and see where I was stationed in that. And that was in 1995. So I went back there for a month, right when I should have been receiving the award at a special banquet. But I got the award later on when I came back. So, yeah, that kept me busy, both driving and I used to help with outings for the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all current stuff. That's got not much to do with the period that you were looking for.
But it's part of your story.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if there's anything we missed in our discussion here that maybe people, you know, my generation or younger wouldn't understand about Burnaby in the post-war period that you might share with us.
I don't know. We missed the old interurbans.
Mm-hmm.
That was great for getting someplace fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Pacific stage lines from New Westminster over to Burnaby, out Kingsway, which was only a two-lane road in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And
a paved road?
It was paved, yeah. One of my memories from before the war was going with my Uncle Steve in his roadster, which had a rumble seat. And us kids, three or four of us, would pile into the rumble seat on the back. Do you know what that is?
I know in principle. I've never been in one, though.
No, they lifted the lid, and instead of a trunk, there was a seat, and you were outside. And Kingsway at that time, all the streets that came into it were all crowned. So there was a big hump at every street. And my uncle used to take us down Kingsway over every bump, and we'd bounce up off the seat. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Tom. Why don't we shut it off now? And again, yeah. Thank you for sharing your memories.